Hello and welcome to the South Shed. I'm your host, Michael Wood, joined by Aaron Dugan. Aaron, how are you getting on?
Not too bad. No, it's still hurting after Saturday, like, you know, but you know, obviously sad that I couldn't get there to to be part of the occasion. No, it's a result didn't go our way, but still it's kind of meant more than just a result at the end of the day, like, and it's just you kind of want to be part of these things, and then kind of, well, that's just working away for you, like, you know, it's just end up stuck doing Fareham for the weekend, and then can get back up the kind of road kind of end of the week, and then I'm packing a bag and going down to Liverpool, you know, on the Monday, and that. So I just kind of shame I wasn't there.
It was a shame. 550 odd people were there, one of the biggest attendances of recent seasons for Kenilworth for a league fixture anyway. And well, I think it's fair to say, Aaron, that the players maybe didn't rise up to the occasion. That was a poor for them, getting beat 4-1 up at Rangers there.
Again, it's starting to feel like one of those just things when we get a big occasion that kind of beef didn't show up, and that's just kind of reminds me of the kind of Bonnie Rigg Rose game when kind of like the team was well supported, kind of in the first leg, a lot of kind of beef supporters went through to Bonnie Rigg, and I mean just feel felt and Berwick as well, we seemed to. We've not been able to get the kind of best of Berwick for a long time now, and again, well, since they were relegated anyway, and kind of, I just felt a bit like kind of like we were let down on the pitch. Kind of, it's it was kind of a big thing for the club, a big thing for the for the community, rather, we came more so than just the kind of season. It's kind of season dead now. There's no real chances. Again, there's no chance for Ken winning the league. There's no chance for us Ken getting relegated. No, so it's just all about pride in the end now. And well, sadly, on the day we come up lacking. But I'm no way. I'm not two minds to say that Callum and the players will be hurting, like, you know, and I can't imagine that they. You brought it to my attention in the courier that Callum had kept the players in for an extra half hour after the kind of final whistle. I'm sure the riot act was read to them, and I mean, Callum's had success everywhere he's been. Then that says I think it's been a bit of a shock to him coming to a team like Cowdenbeath, and has been on that low and ebb, and he's getting a tune. There is a tune coming. It's just not coherent yet. And I think a couple of additions, kind of a couple of players are just haven't been kind of right for us. And that says I think a couple of additions here. And that says hopefully we can build on for next year. But kind of coming back to well, Saturday, and that says just no good enough on the pitch, is it? And that says and kind of when the support did show up, kind of big, as you said, a big support for us for the kind of long time. No, it says in the players just won the came were lacking in the end.
Yeah, and I suppose the fact that, like you said, there's not much play for now, and if people are thinking about coming back as well, that wouldn't give them much hope or belief. They think, why would I come back to support Kenilworth when they're getting scudded off a team that are sat 12th on the table, you're sat 11th. Like you said, the season's dead now, there's only five fixtures left to go, and like you said, maybe the best you could hope for is perhaps push 8th, 7th maybe in the league now. Maybe that's all to play for, but again, that's just, I mean, there's nothing really. Like, what in the end of the day, what's the difference outside of maybe a bit of prize money between 7th and 15th on the table, to be honest? And like I said, the league's kind of dissected into really three or four bits, perhaps, with Gretna and Edinburgh at the bottom swimming, and probably will survive again because of the kind of weird pyramid system that they've got going, that only the both of them will go if the league gets another team on net. And that top, you've got East Kilbride kind of running away with that. I don't think they're champions yet, but they're very close to doing so, aren't they? I know they've had a couple of stumbles. That probably been enough, three or four players signed within the next fortnight, but I think it's fair to say that they will go on to eventually win the league. So you are kind of just stuck in the malaise for the next kind of 4 or 5 games. And it's kind of a shame in a way, because after you talk to Callum Elliott, if you've not listened to that, you can go back and listen to Rangers last month. You talked to him after the 2-1 defeat against Leeds Kilbride that came off the back shortly after getting beat off Stirling University, but the 6-0 defeat in the Safe Challenge Cup as well a week prior to that. You went on a good run of form there. You beat Broomhill, you beat Galliferradine. I know these are teams towards the bottom of the table, but still wins nonetheless. Kind of reverse the form against Stirling University and make it a 2-2 draw instead of a 2-1 defeat at home. And then you beat Edinburgh University again, another poor team, but admittedly a team you need to go beat. So I think it's a bit of a shame that you couldn't continue that momentum. And at least it give you some optimism, I guess, going towards the end of the season, that if you could put like a run of 10 or so games unbeaten, it gives you that lift going to the next season.
Aye, well, I think, well, especially since the kind of quote unquote winter break, when the weather went against us and we had that kind of free week, kind of like just break because nobody could play a game. And also we kind of went out against Bowness United, got it right this time. Kind of went out and kind of they completely just nullified us on the pitch, and that kind of kicked off a kind of very, very poor run. And that's just obviously culminating in that kind of like 6-0 defeat, kind of in the cup against East Kilbride, and then getting that well 2-1 defeat at the Unai Stirling, who are kind of team that we've not been able to really lay a glove on. Kind of, well, had the 1 win last season against them, but. Yeah, and this season, kind of had the meeting of us again, winning the cup against us, winning the league against us, and then I think they played had a weakened team because they had some sort of university cup that the week that they played us. So it was a weakened team that kind of managed to get kind of draw out of us. But I mean, I just wanted. I think the best thing that came out the weekend was that the teams around us didn't do well either. I think Albion Rovers drew that leg, so they're still only 2 points ahead of us, albeit with two games in hand. Stirling University got beat, and that says they're 3 points ahead of us, with a game played more than us. And Linlithgow got beat there in a bit of a poor run now, that's four, came four. Without a win for them, just with the 1 point in that, says they're only 4 points ahead of us on the same amount of games played. That's kind of. It's still doable for us to get there in the seventh, but we need to beat teams in the and the issue with came with us came throughout our time in the lower league, not just came this season it came but last season is can you're not you're can we're not can't expecting came we have to go out and win against East Kilbride, and that says came that like obviously Albion Rovers done it really well, and that says but. Albion Rovers are a bit more stout defensively than us, and that says that's kind of there. We go out to outscore teams. Kind of Albion Rovers have a bit more of a kind of like absorbing hit on the break kind of thing, which is kind of albeit kind of all well for them, and that says. But I don't think we've shown up well against the teams kind of around us. Obviously. You look at the kind of our closest ones. Well, Berwick's now kind of point behind us, and that says 4-1 win at kind of at home. That's kind of like going on from the 4-0 from last season as well. Kind of that we beat them, kind of down at Sheffield again this season. But kind of they were on a very, very bad run at the time. Obviously, change of manager Stuart Malcolm went to join the coaches staff up in Arbroath to Tam Scobie's. Taking over and kind of showing our age, you know, because I can mind Tam Scobie being a youth player, but no, I mean we need to kind of buck up a bit. We need to figure out how to beat teams around us, and it's all very well and beating your Gretnas and your Edinburgh Universities and can Galliferradine right down the bottom, but if you're not turning can win can against wins with like the can the Union Stirling that says Civil Service Strollers Albion Rovers can yeah can we didn't beat Albion Rovers but can Linlithgow a team that we drew against you're not gonna they bear it that says you're not gonna can you know be any better than where we are now and I think that's where the coaching staff and I think the players need to start. having a bit of belief about themselves, because we can go out and beat these teams, but can I watch the game files back for Saturday? We're just second best to Berwick. That says it just wanted it more, and again, we're a bit too. It's almost like we're overthinking it, Kim, especially in the field. Defensively, Kim, we were just bodied Kim, across the pitch, Kim. In the final third, Kim, Berwick's defenders just had the answer against us. Like, I mean, it's just a bad game overall, eh, nuts, isn't it? Kim, it's one of those things, eh, nuts, is a support Kim beef long enough to Kim that Kim, we're not gonna be world beaters. Eh? And even like when we've done well, Kim, in leagues. Says we've always had results that have been a bit ski with kind at the end of it. I think we just need to buck up a bit, kind like against the teams around us. That's it. Start to figure out a way of grinding out results. It can, because games, and we've shown that against like the kind the weird teams, because they weren't flashy wins. No, it says I didn't manage to get to many of them. Can with the lead up and me going away like, but can I got told the same thing after Ross Cavan is that can in the first kind of 20 minutes, 30 minutes, could easily have been can 3-0 up, 4-0 up, just kind of take our chances. That says can that was even going into our bad form. That like you came with Stirling Uni came beating us in the cup and in the league, and then. And again, can even East Kilbride, no, it says we had our chances. Even the 6-0, we had our chances, and then we just fell to pieces. The 2-1, can we says can 1-0 up, says freezing is a bit of a kind of a poor goal to concede to make it 1-1, and then there's a kind of a poor signing off. I've watched it back a few times. I don't think it was a signing off, but. It kind of, as Jock Steen said years ago, it kind of doesn't matter what the referee does if you're good enough. But on another day, that's a yellow card. Can we keep Ewan McPherson on the pitch? Who's I think say can one of our two can dangerous players causes trouble for defences. That's his might not can doesn't score as much as we'd hoped today, but. His movements came tremendous. He's like Zach Butterworth. You can tell that players, defenders don't want to play against him. His movement, if he stays on the pitch, a different game, mate, perhaps. But
Yeah, personally gone.
can't defend corners. If you look back at most of the winner for East Kilbride in 2-1 comes for a corner, just switching off, nobody picking up. Oh, what's his name there? No, so he came from Kelly Harris, who was at Bowness Athletic before. Taramoa. Taramoa. So he's just can't, can don't keep eyes on him. He can get a free header. Same against Berwick, a couple of goals for corners. And that's his. I saw a comment on the Facebook page and I agree with it. Like opposition managers must just be telling their players, says, get a corner. It says can if you just take pot shots. No, it says try and get deflections, get them. It says because we can't defend set pieces for can living our money, despite the fact that we've got big players in the centre, can in the centre of defence, in the centre of midfield, and Robbie McNabb, Gregor Jordan. I know that Jake Denham was suspended, but can he's a big unit as well. Craig Donald's smaller, but he's kind of also a defender at a decent level for Dundee, and. Yeah, but can we've consistently lost poor goals from set pieces.
Yeah, and you look at it, that's the worst home defeat in the league that you've had since Berwick last year when you lost 4-0. And I think that's probably the despondent thing as well. I'm looking through like the attendance records, and it's the highest attendance you've had since the Kelly Derby game in League Two towards the end of the season. And even if just if you're taking just the regular usual game, it's the biggest game you've had since I think it was 2019 against Clyde. We had over 1,000 in the stands as well, so it is disappointing that the players don't show up, and there is inefficiencies and there's weaknesses in the side, like I said with the set plays. Now, these players for a reason, and at this level, but for a reason, and it's because they're obviously not a complete package as well. But it goes for the same for the opposition, so it's level playing field. And I think that it's like if you're a fan, you see the same thing week in, week out. It does get frustrating and it does get irritating. So you can only imagine how the coaching staff feel about that, and the players themselves feel about that. If the same errors and the same kind of causes that are creating goals happens week in, week out, it must be like a deep frustration for not only you but like for everybody really that's involved in the club, and it needs kind of rectifying and how you go about that next season. And I do think you are correct in terms of that Calvert seems to be the right man for the job. But there does need to be some sort of tweaking at the edges in terms of how do you get this team into one that's competing for a top six place. Because say East Kilbride do go up next season, and say for argument's sake, if it's Stranraer or Clyde come down, you'd maybe see a bit more parity in the table, and there's no reason perhaps in a sense that I can be kind of a crack at it, and Albion Rovers can't go for it once again. But I don't think you'll see the team running away with it in the kind of manner that East Kilbride has. I think you will see a lot more even lower league, and I think that presents an opportunity for a number of teams to have a real go at the title. And who knows, you might catch, say, an Elgin City have kind of been circling down the bottom half of League Two for quite a while, and you might find yourself with an opportunity to get back into League Two. If for any of these teams, including Berwick Rangers, even though they're going through their own financial kind of straight to this moment in time. So I do think there's opportunities for next season if you get it right in the summer, and if you go in the right direction, that you could be fine for a title potential.
I don't kind of, I don't think it's going to happen straight away. That's kind of I would like to dream of it. And Calum's had this kind of has had success kind of that second teams and all that. And you look back on it, but kind of it's a harder league. There's teams kind of around us that have got can better spending money than us, better facilities, better that. It's just been. Can this hasn't kind of went on for just kind of like the relegation that this has been going on kind of years. Just the club's found itself in a bit of a hole that says can the we're getting can the, we're getting the right people back in charge. There's the can the board's doing all they can, management team's doing all they can. Also can Collins constantly can Colin Nelson's constantly running about daft that says hardest working man on the earth and that says in Phil and Dale and the can in the can his kit man and that says but then all their jobs and that like okay, and that says can Tam Ewan's in constantly doing washing and all sorts can like just helping out says this same can this team's fine can pulling in the right direction but I think we just need to kind of have a bit of a reality check that can there's no magic wand coming and that says this can like the CISS is brilliant can but it's not going to solve all our issues in the end, and I think what we need to do is to build what Bonnie Rigg done, and that says, and just slowly build, can add pieces here, there, and that says, can got all I've got all the belief in the world here that Calum's going to can unearth a couple of great signings in the summer, and that says, and I do believe we're going to be much better than what we were this season because we're much better. If again, I know that the league table weren't kind of not as better off as what we were last season, but like, it's an improved team. That's no, just it'd been kind of if we had picked up some results that we dropped points in at the start of the season, we're talking we are top six. That's no, and I know like oh kind of if Manny had Boz kind of thing like okay, but that's no, just a couple of those games go our way. That's no, just we had a lot of injury problems at the start of the season. That's no, a couple of those games go our way. Like talking maybe what 5 6 points can like can being conservative. That's got you sat same for now. That says as the league table stands now. Says that's a that's where I'd can expect us to be this season. That came with a completely new team. That says I'm not going to go as far as say that it's all rosy and we should relax and that the can the players shouldn't be worried about their spots in teams or can next season if we just continue on the same path it's going to get better. No, we need can something needs to go there. Says but can Callum after the East Kilbride game come up to kind of talk to the kind of supporters. And he said that, says we need to get a little bit more quality inside. That Robin McNabb come up and said the same thing. We just need a little bit more quality. There's yeah. Says I believe that. Says I believe that that can this management team, this core group of players that we've got, are good enough to get us up there. But we just says, but there's no, I wouldn't say there's any panic stations, if that makes sense. There's no need for us to can wipe the board clean again, kind of thing.
No, I think I'm maybe a bit more optimistic looking at you at this moment in time, just simply because the team that finished ahead of you last season. Now you played 36 games last season. You finished on 36 points. You've already beat that points tally, with the in the last three games with the win and the draw. Even though you got beat on the weekend there, you're set to score more goals. Although you're probably expected to concede more goals, but the goal difference has improved once again as well. But the team that finished above you last season, and to be fair, there was a 10-point gap at the end. But Cumbernauld, Colts, they're going quite well, and I don't think when you say facilities etc. Now I know they play out of Broadwood, but again, that's not their stadium as such either. But what I mean is that you probably wouldn't say they're that more well financed than you. Probably not grabbing that much of a better player pool than you. They've obviously made one or two acquisitions that have come across great this season. They're still going, scoring at a tremendous clip. They've just got the goals down, and like they're sat fourth in the table. They've got a game in hand, they could potentially push up to third. It'd be that mean they'd be the second team that's not under 21s with Hearts in the league as well. So I do think there's if next season if East Kilbride do the part, then there is opportunities for teams of a similar kind of ilk to really have a decent crack at it. It doesn't mean you're going to win the title by any means, but I do think that potentially next season you'll be in a lot better place because I don't think Trenent are as funneling as much money and as they perhaps previously were. I think they're quite happy at the level that they've got to this moment in time. I'm sure they'd love to get into League Two, but I think they're quite happy with the foundations that they've got. Bournemouth United, again, they're probably perhaps a team that weren't expected to be quite as high flying this season as they were in the past, even though they've been a good at Lowland League out throughout their tenure as well. Even then, they finished ninth last season, just ahead of Caledonian Braves. So I do think that once East Kilbride, the last of the big spenders, kind of go out of the division. And I know you said like there is teams with better finance, and I do accept that, but I don't think it's extrapolated by two, three, four times the amount of money that perhaps can be wage budget will be. I think it's a much smaller, and I think, like you said, Callum Elliott's kind of prior experience of working down the leagues that he'll be able to, like you said, potentially one or two gems. I do agree with you on the whole that the squad does seem to be in a better position than it was at the end of last season prior to him coming in.
I mean, I think there's a bit more hope came at this like the tail end of last season going into this season that was going to be better. No, it's sadly it hasn't worked out. No, it's again as we said, I think you get a couple of those results that didn't go our way at the start of the season. You're kind of looking a bit fonder at the league than what we are right now, but. The football's can improved. We have improved. Can like going forward on that says. I know we're conceding a lot. That says, but that can attacking teams tend to concede. That's just kind of the way it is. That says. But I think we've done well bringing in the likes of Jack Denham early. That says sadly, obviously it was down to the fact that Rosyth came were let down by came by the council and sadly they've had to stop can stop operations, but can be able to bring Jack in kind of earlier and kind of gives him a chance to bed into the team. I think he's a, kind of going to be a great acquisition once he finds his feet. Obviously we brought Craig Donald in on loan for Dundee. I think he's done well. That's he's just been able to release. Robin McNabb into that, getting into the centre of midfields, kind of helped us out a bit. I think that's just, I think when we've been holding on the games a bit, I think he's, I think that it's down to Robin being able to just kind of break up play in the middle of the park. Daryl Healy, I think, came in a little bit earlier than what was expected from Don Donald. This is obviously he's got himself in amongst the goals again, came against the poor teams, but says you've got to start somewhere. No, this isn't when you look at, I'm not gonna turn in and say he's the next Haaland or that, but when you look at the likes of Haaland, again, they're not like the best strikers in the world aren't consistently scoring against like the best teams in their league. It says about they're getting their their tallies from scoring two against Burnley, or scoring three against Southampton, that kind of idea. And that says they're not scoring four goals against Arsenal, are they? That says so. I think that can every goal can. Going into the end of this season is just confidence. So obviously, Ewan got a goal on Saturday. No, it's kind of a bit of a bright spot. Ewan's been kind of had a bit of a cold spell recently, but so another goal to his tally. I think that'll bring him up to eight, I believe, in the league. No, so I mean, eight goals isn't bad. No, it's just, I know you're wanting like a 20-goal striker, but King Beef can't afford a 20-goal striker. That's the be on end of it. If they're scoring 20 goals in the loan league, they're not going to us, are they? They're going to these Kilbrides. They're going to where well, you're trying to and jumping up in the league too. That's just the end of it, really. But I think with a bit of came with the management we've got in there, just with a bit of restraint, a bit of patience, we're going to be there.
Just out of curiosity, just looking at the top scorers there, do you know what the top goal scorer in the division's got this season?
Bit much, can't it? No, this is, I'm trying, it must be one of the East Kilbride boys.
No.
That's it. All.
No, they must share the goals. Mackenzie Cathcart's got 26 this season. Outside of that, Cammy Ross at Trent's got 16. So I think, I do think people, like you said, do fall into the trap of oh, he's got to score against the big teams, he's got to do this, he's got to do that. But if you look at the top level in Scotland, the top goal scorer is never 20, 30, 40 goals or anything even approaching that. It's always 15, 16, 17, 18, and even that's like you say, your Celtic and your Rangers dominating the games and stuff like that. Obviously Shanklin's maybe a bit of an outlier this season. There's been the past you've had Michael Higden in the likes, but I don't think you necessarily need a real potent striker. You need maybe a clutch of two or three, chip in 30, 40 goals between them, and then hopefully the rest of the team that can chip in. And I think that's what you've said for a number of years, certainly since we've done the podcast. Kind of Beef have just not really had those consistent goal scorers or pairing them together that will get you enough goals to get you firing up leagues where you can concede the odd goal here or there. You're not dependent on winning games 1-0, 2-0. You can win them quite comfortably. And I think that's perhaps just one of the things I've been missing. Because William Buchanan there, he's got 12 goals. That's up there within them. Now Joseph, he's got 13 goals for Albion Rovers, Rocabada, 12 for Celtic B, the likes. I think that he's Kilbride by Keir Sampson, he's got 12. And it's Nathan Flanagan with 11. Outside of that, no East Kilbride players else has scored 10 plus goals in their leading the division. So I think it's a case kind of goal scorers by committee now, whereas maybe in the past you were thinking Alan Shearer pulls Newcastle out of the mire now and again. But I think it's a bit more kind of a level playing field where if everyone could chip in, then it's all the better for your team and as a whole.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully, we go into next season, and that's his. I think Ewan spent a wee bit of time out injured at the start of the season, and I think he's got it in him to be that goal scorer we need. And I think that Daryl Healy's got it in as well. I think Daryl Healy and Ewan McPherson could bet complement one of each other. And that's just, I think Ewan has a bit more of a busy work, whereas Daryl's just knows when to hit it. No, and I think you need that sometimes. Sometimes you just need something that is like, well, you can't, what, I'm gonna hit it and see what happens. And invariably can balls take deflections. Can you're not playing up against the best defenders, you're not playing up against the best goalkeepers. Goals can it doesn't matter how it goes in. If it's ugly, it's ugly in matches. But taking a pot shot, in a crowded box, and it creeping in, says might be the difference between you getting 3 points against an East Kilbride, or walking away with none.
Yeah, I think that's something you said in your interview with Craig Hepburn last week, when he said maybe the thing that most surprised him about the step up from the Eastern Scotland League to the Lone League was the speed of the game now, thinking, oh, it's only like one division. But I think when you talk to any player at any level, if they're making a step up, they will always say the one thing that changes is the speed of the game. And I do think, like, if you've got especially a goal scorer that can, I know it just sounds very rudimental, but just hit the ball hard, then you are going to trick goalkeepers and get the better of them, just because the potential not used to seeing power shots the lower down the levels, because of the level of athleticism, the level of fitness, level, the speed of the game, they're not quite used to and accustomed to. So, like, if you just get right in a few key positions, I think you can go flying in this league. Do you expect next season perhaps the turnover of player to be in the great quantities that you've had in the last couple of seasons?
No, we've got most of the core kind of re-signed, also waiting on I think kind of the you'd say like the kind of the players that you'd want to kind of like be there for as a core. I think Zach's the only one that's missing as a signing, and kind of hopefully we can get him steaming at the Player of the Year awards and drag him into the office and kind of make him sign an 8-year deal. But I think that's just it. So can always sound that Morris Ross has said came before was there's no point in building a wall and tearing it down at the end of the season, and I think that's hampered us as well. That says that can these boys have just been thrown together again? That says there's quality there, and that's but can if you were to can if you were to go into Bayern Munich and can like have two players signed off? That says but can. We're going to allow you to go to Leverkusen so we can bring in this boy. No, it says can you take them kind of while to kind of get running. No, it says what are we expecting that kind of for like miracles happen? It's just one of those things. I don't know. I'd ask Craig Hepburn kind of if he thought that the League Cup was a bit of a distraction just to can. Stop them kind of like being able to gel a bit more, and he kind of said it gave them a chance to know where everybody was at. But I think it kind of possibly did. That's just because it kind of went from us playing friendlies and getting things right to us kind of looking at kind of winning games, kind of getting points, and sometimes it just kind of like it just hinders you from a. From thinking tactically or thinking how are we going to approach the season kind of thing like that. So maybe this is like this kind of can't imagine us getting in the League Cup kind of says
Be
kind of
funny if
here's
you did,
hoping
though.
that it says it helped us out financially. Here's hoping, but maybe can we just friendlies can rather than competitive games and being allowed to slowly build rather than trying to just jump into a competitive mindset came right from the off will help us, and I think that again that will help propel us, and that's just is must again it must have came ended up with us having those injuries at the start of the season with boys having instead of maybe kind of like walking through against Stenhouse Muir kind of a closed door friendly. No, it says can having them like sprinting up and down against can St Mirren. No, like can no, that says but I think it will be a better season next season. I think this season was a better season from last season, even if it doesn't look like it on paper. I think it's just we just need a little bit of luck sometimes in games, and I think just a little bit more concentration will be fine.
Is it going to require a few more experienced heads? Because obviously Dougie Hill left in the winter period there, went to Berwick Rangers. Is that maybe something you're missing? Because like Robbie McNabb's the oldest outfield player that's not on the coaching staff, and he's only, what, 28, 29?
Oh, always kind of when I spoke to when I come back off the ships last and I had Colin Nelson on, and he had said himself, it's kind of, age doesn't mean experience. That's just the kind of, there's loads of players out there that are kind of hitting their mid-30s and haven't played a lot of football, kind of in the grand scheme of things. That's just what kind of, Robbie Meraz played a lot of football for a kind of boy that's 27. That would you say that can being older then, can but maybe having a kind of handful of games or a handful of appearances at kind of clubs, is that kind
No,
of more
absolutely.
experience?
No,
That's
absolutely.
just
No,
I
it's just
think.
the case that like you're obviously trying to get guys on the up from levels in and around you, maybe boys that have left the kind of youth setup, like a say like a Sittler and B and teams like that. I mean, so it's like these boys aren't even with the age aren't really coming with bags of experience either. Whereas you get a Robbie who's, I mean, 28's a good like 28's a good solid age because I don't think like. While players are getting fitter than that, I do think your peak maybe only lasted maybe about 32, 33, and then you kind of fall off a cliff now because of how fast the game's moving these days. But yeah, like I said, he's played that Kelly Hearts in League One, but like you're not your squad's not full of these kind of guys like Gregor Jones, Adam Fehling. But again, he's another boy that got released when he was young and then he had to kind of find his way down the lower reaches of the division. But like even some of the guys you're signing that are mid-20s haven't necessarily had that experience of definitely league football and dropping down into the lower league. Now I'm not saying like, oh, he's dropping down the divisions, but potentially pick up a gem or two, like a Robbie McNabb, if the situation's correct and bringing that kind of experience into the team. And it doesn't have to be like a Dougie Hill who's like 37, 38. It could just be like a guy who's maybe 32 and he's kind of winding down his full time kind of career.
I mean, I think it's, can, as long as it can fit in the team, that's just I think it's maybe not so much getting experience, but getting the right players. That and I think we come towards that this season. I've definitely found the right players. Can it says we just need can kind of we've said like can up team times. We just need to find that quality. So I think. Yeah, I maybe a couple of experienced heads just kind of grind out it. Kind of, so I had 2006, well, 2004, I think it was, Ernest Ritchie coming, that and kind of was winding down his career, and that seems to be coming and kind of done a brilliant kind of 3 years with us as captain. That's just helped us win that title. That's just I think if the player's right, that's just yeah, bring him in. That's just but. Can when you're struggling for can like can struggling for money and can the budget's probably going to roll back again can this that can this season. So this, I think it's more important for Callum and Kevin Holland to identify the right player.
No, absolutely. It's just as well because you just think about it as well. Like, if all these guys are in similar kind of positions and similar kind of age, they all have had kind of similar experiences. Where if you have like a kind of guy who's maybe not a bad character by any stretch of the imagination, but maybe he thought he could have done more of his career, he can pass on the experiences that he learned from these guys. Because if they're all going, say they're all going through that and you're going through a bad run of form. And if you, like I said, if you're all kind of experienced the same kind of things, you've not really got that kind of guy that can say, like, well, this is what happened when we were going through a bad patch and this is how we kind of turned it around, or how they can cajole the dressing room and try to get them moving towards the right direction. Because it's like us as well as people, we're always, all our friends, like, similar kind of age. So we've all kind of had that similar kind of experience growing up, etc. I mean, it's not new voices, it's a bit of an echo chamber. Whereas you've kind of, if you go through the kind of generations footballing wise, then you can have that kind of experience where you can they can bring the dressing room together and they can point it towards the right direction. And if things go in a bad run of form, because I don't think you can always see that from the manager and the coach as well. I think there needs to be some kind of a bit of a distance between them. Whereas if you're a player and you're still an experienced head, if they do respect you, of course, you can still pass on that kind of information without. Meaning, like, it's going to cost you your place in the squad, etc.
No, I believe that you can nail on the head. That's just I think can you can see it both ways. No, and I think it's just up to the management team to be able to get it right, and I think about I think they will. That's, you know, I still believe that, and I think it would take for us to have a poor season or again around a similar season to what we've had this season for me to start thinking, you know, says maybe this isn't kind of the way that we're going. But right now, and the way that can have been set up, and the kind of games that I've seen and the games that I've been able to watch the kind of the game files to, and that says I do believe that that says but can we will be there, and I think we are on a kind of on the way up kind of thing. I mean, it says maybe not up came back to the SPFL straight away. This is, but I think we're starting to, if not just come at the end of the plateau, I think we are starting to kind of rise a little bit. And I think it's just needing a bit of niggly changes. I think Saturday was a bit of a perfect storm as well, because also Calm was suspended, and then they had Kevin away on the stag do. No, it's just, so I think it was Colin and the head scout that says we're on the bench for us. No, so I mean, they may as well have me there. That says okay for all I know. That like that says no, just one of those bad luck kind of situations. Maybe that says I think that always it says Ken, that was a terrible result. But is it maybe because of the occasion as well? That says that we feel kind of so down about it.
Yeah, you do wonder, because you're obviously built into something in a sense that, right, in a sense, the 3 points in a way doesn't matter, because it's a celebration of yesteryear. You're trying to give a feel-good feel around the community. You're trying to bring back former players. You're trying to promote this kind of initiative that you've got in the club. And then it kind of falls flat because you get an absolute scudding and people Saturdays, footballing-wise. You kind of live in those 90 minutes, and it kind of affect your weekend one way or the other. So I think, like, when you're building up a big function, wee Jimmy's afterwards as well, you want it to be a happy celebration, and then Liam Buchanan comes along and pisses all over your weekend, and it's, I do think that's maybe why it's more of a downer than maybe other results as well. And the fact that it was kind of so disheartening as well, because it'd been a year where you'd lost by 3 goals at home in the league as well, and then Celtic O'Brien won 6-0 in the cup. But that's a wee bit by the by. The league's the bread and butter of your football club at this moment in time, and I do think that's maybe why it's people, especially on the forums and on the Facebook, have been a bit downtrodden about the whole thing as a whole, because obviously Kenilworth as a club hasn't had much to cheer about in a few years anyway.
I mean, honestly, like, it kind of meant because we're trying to get people to sign up. We're trying to try. Kind of, it was always a big drive to try and get people to remember why they supported the club. Kind of people that have fallen away in that, like, and kind of also just didn't have on the pitch. We've kind of spoken about it. Kind of, but it does tip it a downer on kind of whole day of it. Kind of in the end, like, you know, it's, you want to get people going to kind of wee Jimmy's and trying to remember kind of like the good times, and I know that since the attendance maybe kind of, it was a strong attendance for us, it maybe wasn't as good as what we'd hoped for. That says, and but I don't think it's going to take, I don't think it would take, like, it'd have taken more than just us, like, saying, like, just show up on the day. Since people are people falling away for the club for a reason. That's because of the just the kind of slow, kind of rapid decline came from us being a championship club all the way down to the loans. That says the it's the something kind of like, there's been no joy for a long time. No, it says can even like says if you're sat at home and you're not getting to, like, because there's no real media attention towards it either. That's all you can hear about is if you can watch the highlights, or if you can read what's been said on Facebook or Twitter or Pye and Bovril. And if you're having a bad game, that says, oh, that says, We won 1-0, but could have easily been, it says, 10-0, or oh, we were 2-0 up, and then came within 2 minutes, kind of right at the end of the whistle, it was 2-2 all. No, it's again, you're like, oh, it's not changed. No, it's why should I go back? Can it's can a bit of a can an issue financially now in the world. It's not a cheap day out anymore. Football, even at a level you're talking, it's £11 to get in. No,
Yeah, I think so.
it's all very well, can spend a tenner and being guaranteed to see the team win, can like 3-0, but can you're not going to get that. No, it's just, so. I mean, it's just one of those things. Kind of, it was a bit of a perfect storm. That's just kind of bear it, we're going to be up for it because they've always kind of like shown up for games against us. Kind of management team weren't on the pitch. Kind of players, kind of a bit taken by the, kind of taken by it a bit maybe. No, but okay, no, onwards and upwards. Then that's kind of, let's brush it away. Not like we've had bad results in the past, but okay, we're going to have bad results in the future. Just need to steer the course a bit. Hopefully the players start to take it on board a bit. Hopefully the players start to can it clicks defending set pieces. We've got kind of like two young goalkeepers. That's just I don't think they've got the experience yet or the confidence to really can control an area yet. That's just that'll come. That's just. Yeah, but it says that this team's doing can is going to be better. You can tell it's going to be better. It just needs a little bit of a spark again. And it's hard like playing good football in the middle of the winter. Feels like an
Yeah,
elongated winter. It's been a long one.
and you can see on the state of pitches, never mind just at the lonely level, even up to the Premiership, and Dundee's getting called off for the fourth time this season because of waterlogged pitch. And like even Celtic Park, you consider with their massive finances, they're struggling to keep a good pitch just because the water levels are so high that any waterfall really is really flooding out a lot of parks and surfaces around the area. So like you even see it just like around the place how flooded places are getting with like not what you'd consider perhaps not a lot of rainfall. So yeah, it's really hard to try and play nice attractive football when a lot of playing surfaces are quagmires. So but what would let's try and end on a happy note, I suppose. What would be contentment for you over the next five games of the season? Because we've got East Stirlingshire at home, Lynmouth Glorhoros away, Cumbernauld Colts away, hosting Gretna as the final home game of the season, and then as Google has it, EDU Sport Academy away. That's obviously Caledonian Braves. What would be contentment for a Kenby fan in these final five games of the season?
Tough games. No, Linlithgow. No, it says I think if you're wanting to walk away with a kind of like with 7th place, you need to go can to Linlithgow and beat them. And then in the league, the 0-0 draw. Sorry, the 1-0 draw. No, it says can hard place to go there, but they've fallen away a bit. In the last wee while. That's is I think can it's a doable game. Can East Stirlingshire beat them at Grangemouth? That's is like can I said at the time, I think we showed them a little bit too much respect. I think you have to go in and respect teams. But I think we can says that beat them home. We can also been a bit had an upturn. Three of the last five. Right. There's no reason why we can't win that at, can win that at home. No, it's just take 3 points. No, it's just, and can poor rest at home. No, it's just, I think we're the bottom. Getting that's only a carry. Up. East Stirlingshire's maybe can up. No, it's get 3 points against them. No, it says they can it's a winnable game. Come on, old Colt. Flying.
Yeah. Although a few draws recently.
Aye, but can I'm not saying I'm kind of wanting five wins out of the five games are left, but I don't see why we can't pick the home. Can Gretna? No, it says should be winning up. Eastern Shirts winnable. No, it says I think if we are through Cali Braves and take 3 points off them, it says that's special after can drawing at the early part of the season. But we need to go and take 3 points off of them. No, it says or have a good show, and we need to start winning against teams that are above us and around us. And maybe Llanlithgow is the best one to start with that, because they've had that kind of fall down in form. No, it says, and again, they're only 4 points ahead of us. You take a win against East Lancashire, and they have a kind of poor showing on us. It says you're only 1 point behind them. No, it says you go up against them next game, you've got a chance to go 2 points ahead of them. No, it says
Well,
the kind of results go your way. That can you're sat 7th in the league. No, it says no. Kind of, if you win both those games against East Lancashire and Lithgow, you're sat on 36 points. No, Celtic B in 6th place are only on 50. Again, that's no, it's. Can you might not finish top six, it says, but it makes it just that little bit better looking, doesn't it? And I think that in locates us as supporters, and potentially attracts came players that are maybe thinking, oh, go to a Civil, go to an Albion Rovers, go to a Kenby. You need to have a strong finish to these seasons. You need to, I think we need to can give ourselves kind of a good finish. We need to put ourselves in the limelight as a team that's on there.
yeah, if you look at Linlithgow's run of results, even extended back to Christmas, it's draw, loss, draw, win against Edinburgh University, loss against Albion Rovers, beat Stirling Uni, beat Caledonian Braves, lose to Albion Rovers again, lose to Tranent, draw with Cumbernauld Colts, lose to Hearts under 21s as well. So it's quite a while now that they've won very few games of football. So I do think there's a real chance, like you said, you've had that decent result against them in the past as well, that you can go and maybe clip their wings even more. East Lancashire, again, if that's the game you've got to be going out and winning, just having the belief that you can go out and win, just to turn around the bad fortunes of Saturday. Cumbernauld Colts, yep, tricky. But again, if you go there, get a draw, very respectable. Very nice. With all due respect to them, they've got 8 points all season. You should be blowing them off the map, just because of many teams in this division have done so far this season. And Caledonian Braves, again, they're not in the greatest run of form, not the greatest team in the division. But yeah, you should go and potentially go and get something out there as well. So I think if you get 10 or more points, finishing 50, I think that's very respectable for the remainder of the campaign. It'd be 25% of your points all season as well. That would be a very strong finish to the season. How many teams? 11 teams finished in 50 plus points last campaign as well. So it would position you in a decent place moving forward. Likes of Bowness got 44, Civil Service got 58 last season. They've dropped back. Berwick Rangers had 61 last season. They've dropped back as well. So I do think there is opportunities there to really finish strongly, and like I said, if you get 50 or more, I think that definitely puts you on the right path, and I think it definitely turns a few eyes towards your club. I think Albion Rovers will finish strong as well. Sandy Clark, but it seems to be doing a really good job there at this moment in time.
You know, I'm really surprised at that, because I was there in December for the first game, and sorry for the second game, and now it says Albion Rovers fans were gobsmacked that he'd been offered that contract extension, and it shows you what can that says a run of form can do for you. No, it says I mean that walked away can. 1-0, well, and it was 1-0 going on 2 or 3. No, it says we could have won that kind of a lot more, because it's the story of our season. Should have been comfortably outside that game.
And
And
they're
Ken also he was out with Ken with Dave that weekend, and I said to him, guess he say, I can't believe you can gain the Sandy Clark that extension, and says he'll be says you can you're gonna struggle this, you know. Says and then Ken also can put it together. They had that big win against East Kilbride. They've not looked back for that. Says I mean they were a long way behind us and in the league before that. Now they're came with two games in hand, it's 2 points ahead of us. That's is, I mean, just game of football's a funny game, and that's as if the again if the supporters had had their way, kind of went over. Sandy Clark would have been gone a long time ago, and came here they are, again looking like they could maybe became finished top six.
Yeah, I think they're running as well as they've got some easy games in there. They've got a couple of hard ones, but I do think there's a chance that they can potentially go on and maybe pip Celtic to the sixth spot, which would be very nice for Albion Rovers being right next to Celtic once again in the table. That'd be very cosy for them. Any final thoughts before we finish up here, Aaron? Or are you all good? Good to get it off your chest
Yeah,
before.
well, I've got none. I don't think like I was just quite happy with that. Ken, when you pick this up, when you post it on Pineball, although Ken, go and use our page rather than
Yep,
that
made the
rather than
mistake
your
last week,
terminal
didn't
on that, because that's how you get so much grief on Twitter. It's for Ken for mistakes like that. Like so, says just double check your username.
I will do. Don't want to start any more conspiracy theories that are already floating there on Twitter. Even though all the information is readily available, so I don't think it makes it a conspiracy theory. Everybody knows I host this podcast. I don't make it any secret. I make it no secret I support Dunfermline. Even though it's been good this weekend, it's not been as good in previous weekends. But yeah, I'll make sure it's on the right page. I've actually had to change the password again because for the umpteenth time I've forgotten the login to Pineball and lock now. So I'll make sure to do that.
Right, well, thanks for doing this, Mike. And
No problem. A pleasure for you jumping on once again. And I think we plan on interviewing Robbie McNabb, things going well. Next Friday, is that correct?
next Friday, aye, no, aye, 29th next Friday, isn't it?
Yeah,
That's
and
his, well, I'm yet to find out my working schedule for going down, getting onto the ship and dry dock. So I think we're doing mental shifts. So can stand fast on that one. And you're like, a bit of Jack speak fast, stand fast. And if anything changes, I'll put it out like. And since I've got a lot of questions already, like, but if there's any you're wanting to ask, please say. Please let us know, and I'll add it to my notes.
yeah, absolutely. In the next one, we'll try and do one definitely towards the tail end of this evening. Perhaps putting a bow on this, all things going well, we'll get David on back on. Obviously, the Albion Rovers fans that we just talked about there, maybe get his perspective on Kenby's season as well, how things are going here. Obviously, they've been in the league for the first time, Kenby's been in the league for a second time, and maybe contrast and compare maybe fortunes. And maybe look ahead towards the season after. So that's the kind of plan moving forward for the next month or so. But hopefully you've enjoyed this. Hopefully you've stayed around for the hour or so. And yeah, enjoy the rest of your week.